Hey.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm sure you will never ever tire of hearing that clip of that moment. Do you remember any of that sort of minute or 30 seconds, or is it all a blur?
It's a bit of a blur, I have to say. Certainly, it seemed like a lot longer when I was standing on the stage, but it was unbelievable.
They do. They put those big, long, dramatic pauses in, don't they, just to make you sweat it out?
Totally, and the dramatic music in the background as well.
My favourite piece of it all, we saw it again, Connor and I were watching the television screens in the studio here, and the close-up shot of your family, the look of shock on their face. I mean, what was your thought when you first got to see those pictures?
I suppose a lot of people were telling me, I think my mum maybe was trending online, her face was quite a...
She looked gobsmacked, as they say, Andrea.
Definitely gobsmacked now. So, I think they were just very surprised. I mean, I've entered quite a few competitions over the years, and I've always kind of come up a bit short in terms of being the runner-up and things like that. So I think maybe to come out on top for once was a bit of a surprise to them. So they're obviously totally delighted for me, and everyone back home is as well, and I've been getting lots of messages of support, and it's just been fantastic, I have to say.
It was fantastic. Your mum will be more famous than what you are. is it in the blood, Andrea? Because I've mentioned your Auntie Philomena's on the line, so I mean, was she anything of an inspiration when it came to you deciding to be a bit of a singer?
Of course. I mean, I think singing, there's no doubt about it, it's always been in the family down through the years. Every family party or wedding, everybody has to do their party piece and get up and sing a song. So Auntie Philly has always been a big influence on my life, and I've performed a few times with her on stage, and I very much admire her career. And she recently celebrated 50 years in the music business, and her voice is still as strong as it ever was. And if I can hold out anywhere near as long as that, I'll be a very happy person.
Well, that's the question. Auntie Philly's on the line. So, Philomena, who's going to be the headline act at the next family wedding?
Definitely won't be me, I don't think. how are you doing, Andrea?
Oh, I'm doing really well.
You're probably wrecked, are you?
So, not too bad. I'm going on adrenaline, I think.
It's not a great line, Philomena, but I mean, you were over for the final. I mean, you were immensely proud.
Oh, very, very proud. And just when you're talking about the, you know, when it was announced that she was the winner, we were all in shock, surely. But I think Andrea's, Kieran and Anne, I think Kieran says to me, you had to hit him a bit of a dig in the arm. Get up. And he says, did you win?
Philomena, I'm really sorry. It's a really bad line, but we'll try to do something with your line. We'll get another chat with Andrea here. I mean, what does this mean, Andrea? Again, you know, we're asking you, has it managed to hit you yet? You know, about the big moment. Has it managed to sink in how this may change your life? What is this going to do for you?
It's going to be a big change for me, Joel. I think when I entered the competition, I could never have imagined getting even to the final. So to win, it's amazing. I've always had music in my life as, I suppose, a passion and something I did as a pleasure, because obviously it was quite difficult to make it pay the bills and make a living out of it, so to speak. So I've been given a big opportunity now to change that, and I'm going to grasp it by both hands and make as much effort as I can with it, and hopefully make a success of it as well.
And Philomena, I think you're back with us. Sorry, we're having a few problems with your line. You were telling us about, we couldn't quite make it out, but you were saying about your experience on Saturday night, being in the studio and being there on Andrea's big night.
Oh, sure, it was unbelievable, you know, especially when it was announced that, you know, that she had won it. It took us a wee while to sink in with every one of us, but my brother was standing, Kieran was standing beside me, and he kind of, I think he didn't really, he didn't hear, I thought to himself, did he not hear? And I hit him a wee on the arm, and I says, get up. He was still sitting down, and he says, did you win? Anne was sitting, and I don't know, Anne was just in a daze. But it was great excitement, and then another brother and his wife, Amy, they were with us too, and I think we were all, to tell you the truth, we were all in shock.
Well, that's fantastic. Well,
but
listen,
it was great, you know, but to be honest with you, all along, you know, I definitely thought all along that she had a good chance, And especially when the first one happened off, that time I said to myself, well, I think this is it, she's going to go. It's going to go for this time.
Well, Andrea, listen, we'll have to let you go because you're in demand now. You're the big winner. But
hey, well done, Andrea.
Well
thank
done.
You, Connor.
And we'll have to mention as well, well done to Liam McFall, who got to the final as well, and two of our own making the last three. Brilliant effort and confirmation from Auntie Philly that Andrea is definitely now the headline act at all the family weddings from now on. Philomena has been knocked into second place.
Stirring up all this family bother.
Right,
Joe,
started a row, haven't I? Yes.
Thanks to both of them. And-